This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Downtown Denver hosts the annual Fan Expo this weekend. CPR's Stephanie Rivera reports it's a chance for residents to promote their businesses.
The annual Comic-Con has room for more than cosplay and video games. Amanda Fan was selling art supplies, inspired by her love for cooking, fermentation, and chemistry. She takes waste from local restaurants and farmers, then extracts natural dyes to create paint. She had a Harry Potter-themed kit on display for attendees.
Some of these colors turn from like purple and pinks to blue and green, so they're really excited about that. They love the science aspect. It's like chemistry as art, so yeah, it's like the perfect connection of all these worlds.
Fan said her company, Boulder Colors, also partners with local artists to create designs, and she's even written a book about it. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
It's peak blossom time for summer wildflowers in some parts of the state, like grasslands and the foothills. Grace Johnson is a horticulturist with the Denver Botanic Gardens. She says this year's conditions are especially good.
Moisture as well as temperature, and then of course snowpack. The fact that we have such a great snowpack means it's going to melt slower. Wildflowers will delay their bloom, and then they will have more moisture to kind of sustain a longer bloom time.
Johnson says at higher elevations, the ideal time to see wildflowers should be in the next few weeks. In Denver and Boulder today, highs in the 80s. Colorado Springs closer to 90. Sunny and hot in Grand Junction with a high of 94. Cooler in the high country. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 9:06.